One of the Shas Sugi is relevant to Rosh Hashanah, to Pesach, to Sukkis, is the Sugi of Mitzvah Ba B'Aveir. The Mishnah tells us in Sukkot Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis that if one has a lulav ha-gozel v'yavesh, that is considered to be pasul. And the Gemara immediately tells us, kapasik v'tani, lo shna b'yantav rishon, lo shna b'yantav achron. This isn't only true when it comes to the first day of Sukkot, but it applies for the entire duration of Yantav. The Gemara asks immediately, I understand why that's true when it comes to Yavesh, if that indeed is a psul, it's true for each and every day of Sukkot, but why should that be true when it comes to a lulav hagazel? I understand Yantav Rishon requires lachem, but when it comes to Shari Yemei HaChag, there is no need for lachem. Why should it be therefore that one is not Yotze? The Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rishum Shumba Yochai, Mishum Dahavi Mitzvah Haba B'Aveir. Even aside from the consideration of lachem, you have to own the Dalet Minim, but yet throughout the entire duration of Sukkis, a psul of Mitzvah Haba B'Aveir. Where do you see that this is true? The Gemara cites a pasuk in Malachi, Vebesam Gozel, Yesa Pisech Vesachola. The Torah compares an animal that's lame to an animal which is stolen. Ma Pisech Lesle Takanta. The same thing is true when it comes to Gezel. Lesle Takanta, Loshne Lifneyosh, Veloshne Lacharyeyosh. And therefore, there's a psul of Mitzvah Babi Avera. Fascinating. The Gemara compares it to offering a Balmum Al Gabe Hamizbeach. And that is something that is not only relevant for Yantav Rishon, but that applies for the entire duration of Yantav itself. The Gemara continues and quotes the Shita of Yitzhak Bar Nachmeni that disagrees and argues in Shari Yemei HaChag, Mitoch Shiyotze B'Sho'ol, Yotze Nami B'Gozel. Just as you don't need Lachem, one could be Yotze with the Lulav HaGozel. What exactly is the Shita of Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachmeni? Mefurishin Balamor, Refurish and Ritvan Daftes, he denies Mitzvah Ba B'Aveira. This is a machlokas, whether we subscribe or deny Mitzvah Ba B'Aveira. Tosus disagrees, and Tosus maintains that that's not true. When it comes to that which is Daraisa, Lulav and Yantav Rishon, there's a psul of Mitzvah Ba B'Aveira. The reason that Rav Shimon Nachmeni maintains that that would be okay is because Shari Yemei HaChag, Netilas Lulav and Esrog is only a din derabanan. And therefore, when it comes to a mitzvah derabanan, then there is no concern of mitzvah babi avera. So Tosus is clear that everyone signs on to mitzvah babi avera, just an important machlokes, daraisa, but what about when it comes to a mitzvah derabanan of netilas sulav shari yemei achag? But that's a fundamental machlokes. Balamor, Ritva's mentioned, argue that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni denies mitzvah babi avera. We'll have to see exactly what is the Shita Sarambam regarding Rav Yitzhak Bar Nachmeni, seemingly a stira between Perches and Hilchos Lulav and Perkei of Hilchos Yisurei HaMizbeach. Regarding this concept of Mitzvah Babi Aveira, undeniably, a person who steals a lulav violates an Isra of Gezel. That's clear. That's not up for grabs. That's not a machlokes. The Chiddush of Mitzvah Babi Aveira is not that you violated an Aveira. Of course, that's true. But you know what? The fact that you violate the Aveira, that will negate the mitzvah. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim because it was done al yedei Gezel. And therefore, that could be a machlokes. Look, everyone agrees, Gezel, you violated. But maybe halachud v'halachud. Why should that defect? Why should that impair the kiyam mitzvah? So on one level, mitzvah babi Aveira ain't a mitzvah. That certainly is true. When you look, however, in Rashi, Sukkah Daf Lamed, you look in the Rambam, Perakei of Yisur HaMizbeach, Rashi will go a step further. It's not just simply Mitzvah Babi Aveira and Ikium HaMitzvah, that certainly is true, but more than that, Rashi says, De Oser Lahavi, Mitzvah Babi Aveira. Mitzvah Babi Aveira is a separate Isser, a separate Isser. It's not just you simply didn't fulfill the Mitzvah of Dalet Minim, but the attempt is considered to be that which is an Isser, above and beyond the Isra of Gezel. And that's Mufurish in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, if a person will offer a carbon ba'avera, the Rambam writes, it's a davar pashut, that he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Havas HaKarban. And the Rambam is clear, the Rambam uses the term, Kodshim Shenifsalu. Well, mitzvah ba'avera means it's a psul. But the Rambam writes, even more than that, it's a separate Isra of attempting to be able to fulfill the mitzvah al yedei avera. After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sone gezo ba'ola. The Rambam writes that phrase, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sono. It's not that you didn't just simply fulfill the essay of ulakachtam lachem, but rather in avera chamura, attempting to go ahead and to do so. So therefore, a psul of mitzvah babi avera, and above and beyond that, that even more than that, an additional iser of the attempt to be yotzi de chavaso, the iser or ba'avera. Well, that's the source that you find in Bavli of mitzvah babi avera. Interesting, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Malachi. Malachi. Does that mean this is a din daraisa? Does that mean this is a din darabanan? And that's a machlokas rishonim. Tosus is mafurish and sukkah daftes. This is not the shita of rov rishonim, that mitzvah babi avera is only a din darabanan. Because Tosus is bothered by a very critical question that the Gemara tells us explicitly, Tesamad Aleph, that one would not be yotzei the mitzvah by sitting in a sukkah gzula. Why exactly is that true? Chag ha-sukkos tasalacha, a pasuk, lahotzi es ha-gzula. Tosus is bothered. Why do you need a pasuk when it comes to sukkah, when this is halacha b'chola tarakula of mitzvah haba b'aver? Oh, and Tosus writes something stunning. You know what? That when it comes to sukkah, that's a din daraisa, that's a gzeres hakasu. But the psul of mitzvah haba be'aver is only a din drabana. Well, that's the chiddush that Tosus writes. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Malachi. After all, that's not a drasha gemura. That is divrei kabbalah. That is a din darabanan. And therefore, I understand why sometimes you need a pasuk, because that indeed could be a din daraisa. So Tosus ashita mitzvah haba be'aver drabanan mefurish and sukkah daftes, but Tosus and Sukkah daf lamed amad aleph is mefurish that it's a din daraisa. Tosus is bothered by the following. A person attempts to use, for example, a lulav shel asherah. One indeed is not yotzei. Why is that true? The Gemara does not say it's because of mitzvah babi avera. The Gemara says, you know what? The cheftz is nesar, ksuse mechta shira, and therefore you're not yotzei. Tosus is bothered. Why not just simply argue if it's a lulav shel asherah, mitzvah haba b'avera. If you look in Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, there, Sukkah Dav Chavtes, the Rambam writes, Einach Einami, that's true. Lulav Shalav Harazara, Shalav Sheir is a psul of mitzvah haba b'avera. But Tosus writes, it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. It sounds as that's a separate psul of Avodazara. So Tosus is very bothered. Why do you need that? What's wrong with mitzvah haba b'avera? Or Tosus writes the following. Imagine a person consumes at the Lel Seder, Matzah Shel Tevil. He is not yotzei, a sugim sachem and daf lamed hey. Of course you're not yotzei. Why do you need any drashos? The achila is be'isser. Why isn't that mitzvah haba be'avera? Clearly from the Tosus, mitzvah haba be'avera is indeed a din daraisa. If mitzvah haba be'avera is only a din darabana, none of those questions begin. Why do you need this drasha, that drasha, a drasha regarding a hadazara, a drasha regarding matzas tevel? The answer is because those are dinim daraisa. And the psul of mitzvah baba ver is only indeed considered to be that which is a din darabanan. So mefurish and tosus, that is not true. A machlokis rishonim, rov rishonim clearly assumed that mitzvah baba ver is a din daraisa. In fact, the Note of Yudah writes, Kufnun Dalit, that's why the Gemara doesn't only quote the pasuk. When you look in Sukkah Daf Lamed, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk and more and more. Now, the Gemara gives a Svara, a Mashla ben Haradome. Why is all that necessary? To tell you that this is not just a Pasuk in Malachi, but rather this is self-evident, and indeed this is considered to be that which is a din daraisa. Tosus is clear, because Tosus is bothered that mitzvah bavar would cover all of those cases, all of those cases. There's a fascinating diuk, not mefurish, but there is a comment of Marit Algazi in Bechoros, Perches, Os, Samachay, where Marit Algazi writes that the psul of mitzvah babaver applies even b'shogeg. Wow. A person inadvertently violated an aver, not that b'mezid, b'aza, inadvertently, Marit Algazi. There must be a psul of mitzvah babavera. Because Tosus is so bothered, why do you need this pasuk? Why do you need that pasuk? Why do you need the other pasuk? No, by sukkah, by tevel, by asherah, maybe there's a simple answer. That mitzvah baba avera only applies b'mezid, and it doesn't apply b'shogeg. If you have a gzera sakasav that you're not yotzei with matzas tevel, or a lulav shel asherah, or a sukkah gzula, the Gzeiras HaKosuv is only b'meisid? Of course that applies. Ben b'meisid, ben b'shogeg. Wow, that's the diuk of Maram Chalava, that the psul of mitzvah baba ver is even b'shogeg as well. That's a fascinating ha'ara. But ha'machlokas rishonim and rov rishonim indeed as a din darais. When you look in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi also has the psul of mitzvah baba ver, but the Yerushalmi has another drasha. The Yerushalmi doesn't quote the pasuk in Malachi. The Yerushalmi Shabbos Yud Gimel Gimel quotes a pasuk very simply, Eila HaMitzvos. Eila HaMitzvos. What exactly does that mean? Of course, these are the mitzvahs. No, it means Imasiyasan Kimitzvasan. If you do the mitzvah properly, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended you should do, Hareza Mitzvah. Be'im Lav, and if you're performing a mitzvah Al Yedei Avera, Eino Mitzvah. Eino Mitzvah. Wow. Yerushalmi has a separate drasha for the concept of mitzvah haba biaver, and therefore two different makaros, veisim gozov es hapiseach or eila hamitzvos. The context of that Yerushalmi is stunning. Now Yerushalmi is yud gimel gimel in Shabbos, the Bavli Shabbos kufheim and beis. The Gemara mentions the following: Rachmana litzlan, a person hears that they lost a relative, and they rip kriya on Shabbos. Korea al meso bishabbos. Mefurish and Bavli, Kufayim with Beis, Afal pi shemachalas haShabbos, Yotzi yedei kriya. Wow. Afal pi shemachalas haShabbos, Yotzi yedei kriya. Even though you're machalas Shabbos by ripping kriya, nonetheless you fulfill the mitzvah. You fulfill the mitzvah. That'll be important later, Maseches Beitza, that apparently that's called Korea. Even though it's not Korea amanas litvar. But it's called Korea. Bear that in mind. No? It's a little Shabbos. Okay? Afal pi shemachasa Shabbos yatsi dekri. The Bavli ends there. Yerushalmi is bothered. Yerushalmi asks the following kasha. Maishna mi matzah gzula. How is that different than stolen matzah? How is ripping kriya on Shabbos different from stolen matzah? That also is stunning, because the Yerushalmi is clear that matzah gzula is a psul of mitzvah babi avera. That's not something you find explicit in Bavli. But matzah gzula, the Yerushalmi says, is a psul of mitzvah babi avera. What's the difference between the two? Well, in the Yerushalmi writes something incredible, right? You could give one shir after another, after another, after another, on that line in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the following: matzah gzula taman gufe isura. The cheftz is nesa. The cheftz is nesa. Bram Hacha, when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, Huda Avid Yisura. Wow. It sounds mafurish in Yerushalmi that Gezel is an Isur Chefza, and Shabbos is an Isur Gavra. And in order to label something as mitzvah babaver, it means that, you know what, there has to be an Avera Bechefza, maybe a Psul, an Avera Bechefza. That's true when it comes to Gezel. You know, there's certain Yisurim where it's not just an Isur Gavra, but you know what, the Chefza is Nesa, Gezel. Kinyane Gneva, Kinyane Gzela, Achovas Hashava, Avodazara. It's not just really an Isser Gavra, but the Cheftza is Shel Isser Vishel Avera. The Rambam writes, Avodazara is Mitzvah Ba, Be Avera. What about when it comes to Chilul Shabbos? Chilul Shabbos. I ask the Yerushalmi, Huda Avid Yisura. Of course, there's an Isser Gavra. You can be Chayiv Skila, but nonetheless, the Cheftza is not Nesar. We're going to discuss later in the Masechta. Now, what is the halacha of Maisa Shabbos? Maisa Shabbos. Knas, I understand. But really, does it mean Mi'ikar Hadin, the Cheftz is Nesar? Or Knas? A Knas Drabanan? Shabbos is an Isser Gavra, is not a candidate for Mitzvah Baba Vera. Wow, such a Chiddush in Yerushalmi. Bavera has to be a Boso Cheftz. That could be applied even to other cases as well. Not so long ago, he mentioned, no? The Rambam writes in at least 8 places that the mitzvah of shofar is not a mitzvah stkiah, but rather a mitzvah of shmiyas hakol. So the Rambam, Mocha Shofar, Perigal Falacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, you go ahead and you steal your shofar. I would have thought that should be a mitzvah babi avera. What's the difference between stealing a lulav and stealing a shofar? The Rambam writes no. The Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi. That's another Yerushalmi. Lulav HaGozel, Sukkah Gimel Aleph. Where, what do you mean? The mitzvah is shmias hakol, and ein bekol din gezel. Ein bekol din gezel. Wow. The Rambam has two different applications of this concept that mitzvah bavera has to be bechefza. Number one, if the avera is an iser gavra, that wouldn't constitute mitzvah bavera. That's karei meso b'shabbos. And number two, you can have gezel, which is an iser chefza, but which chefza? It has to be the chefza shel mitzvah. What's the chefza shel mitzvah shofar? The kol. The mitzvah is shmias hakol. You didn't steal the sound. You stole the shofar. The shofar doesn't have that status like a lulavav, a chefza hamitzvah in the same sense. And therefore, the Yerushalmi l'shita say. But the Yerushalmi writes in Shabbos Yud Gimel Gimel. That's the Yerushalmi Lev HaGazel in Gimel Aleph. The Rambam writes that's because the avera has to be bechefza shel mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi writes a person is kriya meso b'Shabbos. Afal pi shemachas haShabbos yotzei dei kriya not a psulav mitzvah ba be'avera. I've often mentioned that Yerushalmi saves us from a paradox. No? A galgal hachozen. Because let's assume it would be a problem of mitzvah ba be'avera. That would mean that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of kriya. If you're not yotzei the mitzvah of kriya, you just unnecessarily ripped your suit. You know what that would be called in Hilcha Shabbos? Mekalkel. Kol makalkel in turn, it's not Chilul Shabbos. And if it's not Chilul Shabbos, you should be yotzei the mitzvah of kriya. And once you yotzei the mitzvah of kriya now, that certainly is not true. Now it becomes a mitzvah ba be'avera. There are many such cases. Now, you know, catch me on a good day. Well, a shir of a galgal hakozen, of halachic paradoxes. No, but that Yerushalmi, right, saves us from the paradox that's saying it's nisr gavra, and therefore there is no psul of mitzvah babaver in any shape or form. Wow, but that's a stunning chiddush of Yerushalmi. So two different makoros. Gozo, piseach, okay. I would say, you know, when you look at that, it sounds like it's a psul chefza. That's what the Rambam writes, no? Perakebi Yisra Beza. Hareza shekodshim shenifsalu. It's a psul. Eila hamitzos doesn't seem to address psul, no? Im asiyosim k'mitzvah asa mitzvah. And if not, ein mitzvah. Mitzvah ein mitzvah does not necessarily register as a psul chefza, but rather a kima mitzvah or an ikima mitzvah. And that's something, no doubt, which is stunning, that maybe two different aspects of mitzvah b'avera. One element in terms of a psul chefza, another in terms of an ikima mitzvah, hagavra. That kasha also sukkah daf tes, that why do you need a posuk to tell us you're not yotzi with a sukkah gzula? Well, of course, it's a mitzvah haba be'avera. Many, many different possible terutzim. Minchas chinuch, shin chafei. Minchas chinuch writes the following. Now, this minchas chinuch is one of the most often discussed chidushim of the minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch writes the following. You know what? Mitzvah haba be'avera is not enough. Mitzvah b'avera is not enough. You need a pasuk. Why? What's wrong with mitzvah b'avera? And Chassinuch writes the following. You know, when it comes to a typical mitzvah, there are two options. One option is you're mekayim the mitzvah. Another option is you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You eat matzah properly. You fulfill the mitzvah v'ertoch lematzos. You don't. Good. What about when it comes to sukkah? Maybe one could argue that, you know, sukkah maybe is more complex. One could envision A, B, and C. No? A is as follows. A person eats besukkah appropriately. He's mekayim, a mitzvah rabbah. Wonderful. What about the following? A person does not eat. He's not koveya suda. Let's assume on shar yemei hachag. He's not koveya suda. So of course that will not be a kiyum of yeshiva besukkah. But is there an iser? There's an iser not being koveya suda and shar yemei hachag? Certainly not. Even the first night of sukkahs, you're not eating in the sukkah, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, comparable to a ber of toch lematzos. But what about the following case? A person will be koveya suda chutz the sukkah. Is that the same as not being koveya suda? not being koveyus means nothing gained, nothing lost, not a mitzvah, not an iser. Would I say the same thing is true if a person eats outside the sukkah, nothing gained, nothing lost? You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah, but nothing lost. Or would I argue the following? No. Maybe there are two moving parts to the mitzvah of sukkah. That number one, there's a kiyum essay of yeshiva achila b'sukkah, and there's an iser of, for example, achila chutz l'sukkah. There's an iser as well. When it comes, for example, to tzitzis, a person wears a beged which is mitzuyetzes kilchasa, he fulfills the mitzvah. A person doesn't don a beged al karfos, nothing gained, nothing lost. But is there a difference between that and a person who wears a beged of dal kamfos b'lit tzitzis? Maybe one could argue that, what do you mean? Wearing a beged dal kamfos b'lit tzitzis, that has an element of an isser. Wearing a beged which is chayiv in tzitzis, which is eino mitzuyetzes. That's a very heavy machlokas. You can take a look in the Mordechai Imanachos. The Mordechai Imanachos. No? Tuf, Kuf, Mem, Dalet. The Mordechai Imanachos. A very fundamental machlokas Roshonim. You have a beged that doesn't have tzitzis, and it's Shabbos. So affixing tzitzis to the beged on Shabbos is not an option. Not an option. Am I allowed to wear the beged? Either way, I'm not going to fulfill the mitzvah. But would you argue, you know what, so don't wear the beged? Better not to wear the beged at all. What do you mean? Maybe one could argue, whether I wear it or not, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis, and therefore I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah. Or one could argue, maybe not, but maybe there's an element of iser b'aveira, of wearing a beged of dalet kamfos, b'li tzitzis. That's a very heavy issue. I'll tell you a stunning comment of Bir Halacha, Simin Samach. We'll take a look at the first Tshuva Mincha Shlomo. Discusses this Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha at length. Let's assume, for example, a person puts on a talis without kavana. Oh, but we assume that, what do you mean? Simin Samach. Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. And a person goes in and puts on a beged, a talis, without kavana. You know what? If you hold mitzvah srichos kavana, he's not going to be yotzei. You know what Mishnah Berurah writes? It's not just that you're not yotzei. If you don't have the proper kavana, you ready? You're wearing a beged of dal kamfos without the mitzvah tzitzis. And that's an isser. It's not just a matter of kavana. All of a sudden, you're kind of half awake, half asleep, and they call you up for an aliyah. No. Oh, and you take the talis and you just put it on without kavana. Mishnah Berurah writes, you know what? You're wearing a beged of dal kamfos, b'li mitzvah tzitzis. It's mitzvah yetzes. The cheftz is mitzvah yetzes. Yeah, but if mitzvah srichas kavana, and you don't have kavana, so you're wearing a beged dal kamfos without. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Is that really true? That wearing a beged without tzitzis is the same as wearing a beged with tzitzis without kavana. Without kavana. Wow, you know. We discussed that Arizal, no? Not so long ago. The Magen Avraham, Simin Yotes, Simin Chafalef, no? Sleeping in your tzitzis. Okay, you know that. All of a sudden now, you know, you wake up in the, you know, hopefully the early hours, no? All of a sudden, you better have kavana, no? You're wearing your beged without any kavana whatsoever. No. Mishnah Berurah questions. Now imagine wearing a beged without proper kavana, right? Does that mean the beged is being worn without the key mitzvah tzitzis? Or one argue, no, eno mitzvah yetzis means becheftz, it doesn't have tzitzis. But mitzvah srichas kavana is just a question of a key mitzvah or ikiyama mitzvah, or is an element of isser. Take a look, Shlomo Zalman, Simon Aleph, beautiful marmakomos regarding this chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah indeed discusses. But a fascinating issue when it comes to tzitzis, when it comes to sukkah, maybe one could argue, there are multiple tiers. You fulfill the mitzvah properly, beautiful. A kima mitzvah. You know what? You don't have a suda, you don't have a beged, which is dal kamfos, okay. But wearing without, or in our case, achila chutz l'sukkah, that's considered to be an isser. Came out mefurish in Rambam. An isser of achila chutz l'sukkah. Ah, Menchasinach writes the following. Wow. But you know what? Let's assume, for example, you have a sukkah gzul. And I would tell you that's mitzvah babi avera. Mitzvah babi avera. So let's finish the phrase, the Rishami. Mitzvah babi avera, ain't a mitzvah. Ain't a mitzvah. You know what that would have meant? I go ahead and I eat in that sukkah. So I'm not going to be credited for fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah, but is that considered to be achila chutz l'sukkah? Achila chutz l'sukkah? I'm eating in the sukkah, but you're right, it's a mitzvah babi avera. Mitzvah babi avera. Ain't a mitzvah. Ain't a mitzvah. So if I only had the concept of mitzvah babi avera, you know what I would have argued? That a person who is sitting in a sukkah gzul, it's comparable to one who is not kovei asuda, where there's no mitzvah, but there's no iser. Ooh, now you have gzera sukkosu. L'chol ahotzi asa gzula, that a sukkah gzula is a sukkah psula. And therefore, sitting in a sukkah gzula is like sitting in a sukkah psula. That would be an iser achila chutz l'sukkah. An iser achila chutz l'sukkah. Wow. That's the chiddush that Minchas Chinuch writes to miyashiv the kasha of Tosus. Well, that's something which is stunning. If you have mitzvahs that have multiple tiers, is it so obvious that mitzvah baba ver is considered to be a psul? Maybe it's an ikium ha-mitzvah? And maybe a pasuk is necessary to tell you when it comes to sukkah, it's beyond that. A sukkah gzula is indeed a sukkah psula. Chiddush of Minchas Chinuch. You know, Reb Shimon Shkop discusses this, Shar Yosher, and Shar Gimel, he thinks that's so difficult. Mitzvah Bab Yaveira is just an Ikim HaMitzvah. An Ikim HaMitzvah. Gozel Dumi De Piseach, Leslei Takanta, Loshnei Lifnei Eush, Loshnei Lachar Yeush, Rambam Perakev Yisrael Ebech, Kodshim Shenifsalu, it's a psul. Mitzvah Bab Yaveira is a psul. Even without any posuk, I would know that, of course, it's a sukkah psula. It's a sukkah psula because of mitzvah b'aveira. Mitzvah b'aveira is just considered to be an ikiyam mitzvah. And therefore, there are many, many who dismiss that minchas chinuch. It's a beautiful possibility, but they write the premise that mitzvah b'aveira is just an ikiyam mitzvah. That's v'esem gozla sapisech v'sachola. How indeed can that be? How indeed can that be? Maybe one which could suggest the following. Tosus is Gasha. Why do you need a pasuk when it comes to sukkah? What's wrong with mitzvah babi avera? The magnificent teretz of the Ritva in the name of the Balei Tosus. Sukkah daf tes, and a Ritva later in sukkah and daf lamed aleph. You know what? We discussed that maybe mitzvah babi avera doesn't apply to every avera. But now I'll tell you the following chiddush. Maybe mitzvah babi avera does not apply to every mitzvah. It only applies to a certain class of mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs are candidates for mitzvah babi avera. But not every mitzvah. Not every mitzvah. The pasuk, v'veisim gozla sepisech v'sachol, is referring to a karba. Okay? A karba. There's a psula of mitzvah babi avera. That's clear. The Mishnah, Sukkadav Chavtes, lulav. Lulav, mitzvah babi avera. Karban, lulav. Maybe shofar, a candidate. No? Do they have anything in common? Is there any common denominator between karban, lulav, and shofar? It's an amazing chiddush the Balei Tosfos that yes, they all have the same class of mitzvahs. And what is the commonality? All of them are mitzvos, haba'in l'ratzos, ritzui, ritzui. Wow, wow. A carbon. Now take a look at Ramban, the very beginning of Chumash Vikra, now. A carbon is, you're offering yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an act of ritzui. L'ratzon lifnei Hashem. This requires a separate shir, but I guess apparently the same thing is true when it comes to Dalet Minim. Dalet Minim is not just a mitzvah snetila, but much, much more than that. No, it's an offering. It's an offering. Dumi de karban. Yerushalmi, you can't use a lulav yavesh. You look in Bavli, the Bavli never quotes a makar. What's wrong with the dried out lulav? Yerushalmi, the pasuk in Halel. Lo hamesi mihaluka. How can you praise, reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a dried out branch? Who the Balamor? Apostle Kamalachi. Hakrivehu na lefechasecha. Would you offer this to the king? Would you offer this to the minister? Netilas lulav is an offering. It's ritzui. It's bolaratzos. And maybe not so surprising. You know what? We incorporate the David Minim into the Miskeres HaTfila. Hallel, Hoshanos, Nanuim. It's just a mitzvah, Midag Be'nafik Be. Much, much more than that. Much, much more than that. That there's a part of an element of a tefila, an avodah shebelev associated with the mitzvah of David Minim. And therefore, who the Ritva writes, the name of the Balei Tosos, that this is the category of a mitzvah, which is Balaratzos. And those mitzvahs, there's a concept of mitzvah Babi Avera. What about Yeshiva Basuk? Yeshiva Basuk. Ooh, so the Ritva writes the following. Yeshiva basukah, it's a mitzvah yeshiva. That certainly is true. But is that a mitzvah which is bolaratzos? Would you characterize sukkah the same as you would a karban? It's an act of havas hakarban. The Ritva writes no. And therefore, mitzvah babaver does not apply. And that's why you need gzeres hakosuv. Havchaka sukkas tasalacha. Lotzias hagzula. Well, that's the Ritva's teres b'shem baliatosis. You know what the Ritva writes? He thinks is very difficult with this teres? The Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi has a mitzvah babaveira. We just discussed, now, Shabbos Yud Gimel Gimel, when it comes to matzah. The Ritva writes, matzah is a mitzvah which is balaratzos. Is it matzah, a mitzvah sachila? Sukkah is a mitzvah yeshiva? What's true of sukkah is true of matzah? It doesn't apply to sukkah, but it does apply to matzah. Why would you make that distinction at all? And therefore, the Ritva writes, he thinks the teretz of the Balei Tosos is difficult in the context of mitzvah bav yavera, because you see that the Yerushalmi applies mitzvah bav yavera to matzah gzula. Wow, that's a heavy, heavy chiddush. It also requires maybe different shiurim. Now, is it clear that all matzah is a mitzvah sachila? Or maybe there is such a kiyum when it comes to matzah. No? Lechem oni, sha'onim lov dram harbe, Rashi, gomrim alav sahalel. Maybe matzah does have a certain element. Maybe the same thing is true when it comes to sukkah. Maybe sukkah is not just a mitzvah yeshiva. Maybe sukkah does have an element of ritzui. But the Ritva writes that no. Sukkah is a mitzvah yeshiva. Matzah is a mitzvah sachila. And Mufurish and Yerushalmi, that mitzvah above ever applies to matzah. And therefore, how can you say it doesn't apply to the case of sukkah? The Ritva rejects the shita of the Balei Tosos. Well, is there any way to kind of salvage, right, this construct? Maybe to explain the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? And maybe, yes, to defend the beautiful teretz of the Minchas Chinuch? So maybe one could suggest the following. There are two different makoros. The mitzvah Babi Avera. One is, yes, Enochinami, Sukkulamid, Bevesim Gozel, Gozel Dubidi Piseach, true. The other is Yerushalmi, Eila HaMitzvos, Eila HaMitzvos. If I ask you, what is mitzvah Babi Avera? A psul or an ikim HaMitzvah? You know, the pasuk, Bevesim Gozel, a psul. The Rambam, Kod Shem Shenifslu, clear, no? The Yerushalmi, Eila HaMitzvos. Ima Siyasim Kamitzvos, Reza Mitzvah, Vimlav Eino Mitzvah, that's a psul. How do you know that's a psul? The Yerushalmi just simply says, Ikim HaMitzvah, you're not Yotze. And you know what? Maybe there are two dinim when it comes to Mitzvah Bavera. At times, Mitzvah Bavera is a psul. At times, Mitzvah Bavera is an Ikim HaMitzvah. What are those times? You know what? Maybe one can apply the Chiddush, the Balei Tosos. In order to say it's a psul, the Pasuk of Malachim, the Vesim Gozel, that has to be Dumi de Karba. And maybe one could suggest the following Chiddush. When you're dealing with a Karban, when you're dealing with a mitzvah which is Balaratzos, mitzvah above ever is a psul. when you're dealing with a mitzvah which is not of that category, it's not Dumya de Karavan, mitzvah of Avera is an ikim mitzvah. Maybe two different dinim. A mitzvah which is Balaratzos Dumya de Karavan, it's a psul chefza, that's clear. Yeah, but, if you're dealing with the mitzvah that is not of that cloth, not of that category, it's an ikim mitzvah. Which would mean the following. You know what? When it comes, for example, to a carbon, it's a psul. When it comes to a lula, a balaratzot, it's a psul. When it comes to sukkah, let's grant the ritva, that's not balaratzos. It's not a psul. But it's an ikim mitzvah. It's an ikim mitzvah. Oh, you know what? Now let me plug in the minchas chinuch. When it comes to sukkah, if it's not a psul, it's just an ikim hamitzvah. So you know what I would have said? That if you sit in that sukkah gzula, it's an ikim hamitzvah, but it's not considered to be comparable to achila chutz l'sukkah. Because the application of mitzvah vava avera to sukkah is an ikim hamitzvah, but not a psul. Oh, and that's why a pasuk is necessary, to tell me that, you know what? When it comes to sukkah, there's a separate gzeiras hakasuv that despite the fact that it's not a mitzvah which is a balaratzos, it indeed is a psul. What was the kasha of the ritva? How can the Balei Tosfos say this? The Yerushalmi has mitzvah bavei when it comes to matzah. Yeah. The Yerushalmi's source of mitzvah is eilah mitzvos. You don't need a mitzvah which is balaratzos, and therefore it can apply even to matzah, but not as a psul, but rather as in ikiyum hamitzvah, and therefore one could salvage the minchas chinuch. Rabbi Shimon says, "How can you argue that's true? Mitzvah is a psul. No, mitzvah is a psul for a mitzvah which is balaratzos, dumi the karban. But b'chalot harakula, mitzvah b'aver is an ikiyum hamitzvah, and that would be very, very heavy, very, very significant." Rabbi Chanan writes, Kovet Shurim, Chedak Beis, Simen Lamed Gimel, that he asked Reb Chaim the following kasha. Sukkot is over, it's the day after Sukkot. But Rosh Hashanah Chavches, if a person is going to sit in Sukkah after Sukkot, you know what? That already is an Isser of Baltosif. What does Baltosif require? Now, Baltosif does not require a kiyum hamitzvah, no? A kiyum hamitzvah? You're mekayim hamitzvah, sitting in sukkah after sukkah is over? Baltosif does not demand a kiyum hamitzvah. You know, a person just sits in a shack the day after sukkah. That's an isra Baltosif. I'm eating in a shack. This is not a sukkah at all. That's obviously Baltosif. What do you need in order to potentially violate Baltosif? Well, a beautiful piece from Rabbi Chanan. You don't need a kiyama mitzvah, but you need what would be a maisa mitzvah. A maisa mitzvah. You're sitting in a shack, that's not called a maisa mitzvah. That's not baltosif. But you know what? You sit in sukkah day after sukkahs. That would otherwise be a maisa mitzvah. But it's chutz l'zmano. Oh, that is the violation of baltosif. Wow. So Rabbi Chanan writes, he asked Rabbi Chaim, and he writes, Rabbi Chaim was not machriya. A person sits an extra day after Sukkot in a sukkah gzula. I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. Yes, Sukkot is over. I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. But is there an isra baltosif? Baltosif requires that the sukkah is a sukkah kshera, not a sukkah psula. Sitting an extra day in sukkah, but a sukkah gzula. If you're going to argue that it is called Maisa HaMitzvah, that would be a candidate for Baltosif. If you argue it's a psul, that would not be the case at all. Oh, that was Kasher B'chan Astra B'chaim and not Machriya. I will tell you, maybe this is exactly then the starting point. If it's a psul, there's no Baltosif. If it's an Ikea Mitzvah, indeed, there is Baltosif. Maybe one could argue as follows, you know what? The starting point would be, is in order to argue it's a psul, the Rambam, Kodshim, Shenifsalu. You know what? That has to be a mitzvah which is balaratzos, which is not true of sukkah. Oh, but you have a gzeres akasu, that a sukkah gzula is like a sukkah psula. Rabbi Chanan suggests the following. If I didn't have the gzeres akasu, I would have said that, you know what, that it's not a sukkah psula. It's just an ikiyam mitzvah, and that would be an isra baltosin. And now that you have the pasuk that tells me a sukkah gzula is a sukkah psula, so, you're off the hook. Not baltosif, not baltosif. Fascinating chiddush. Rabbi Chanan writes the following. You know what? I have two tefachim of schach pasul. You know what? And I go in and I steal my schach, and I put adjacent to that two tefachim of schach, which is gozel. If schach, which is gozel, is schach pasul, I have four tefachim of schach pasul. Guess what? The sukkah's a sukkah psula. If mitzvah bavair just simply means an ikim a mitzvah, that would not pasul the sukkah. Rabbi Chanan suggests. Interesting chiddush. Is two and two four? No. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Right? Depends. It depends. Maybe there's no tziruf between schach pasul and mitzvah bavair. Maybe there is, because mitzvah bavair is considered to be a psul. I'll tell you a chiddush of afikayam. Chelik Beis Siman Lamed Gimel. A person has a sukkah gzula. Okay. You're not yotze. You're not yotze. Maybe more than that. It's a sukkah psula. Let's assume the psul resolves itself. Let's assume the psul resolves itself. Let's say the chiddush of the Ri. That if you're koneh, there's no longer a psul of mitzvah b'aver. Let's assume, for example, you have a sukkah gzula. Oh, no good, no good. But let's assume the person is kone. He's kone, let's say, al yedei yeyush in shin rishus. He's kone al yedei yeyush in shin rishus. It's no longer a sukkah gzula. It's no longer a sukkah gzula. Afikayam. Is that a psul of tasa of lamanasi? Wow, wow. Is that a psul of Tasa Manasai? Take a look at that. No, wow, wow. Chedek Beis Siman Lamed Gimel. If you argue that it's a sukkah psula, you rectify a sukkah psula on sukkahs, you know what? The psul sticks. That's, if it's an ikiyum hamitzvah, an ikiyum mitzvah is not necessarily a candidate for Tasa Manasai. Wow. Many other nafkaminas, but it's like fascinating the nature of. You know, we mentioned the shita of Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni regarding a din derabanan. Tosa says, I'm not going to apply mitzvah babaver. So, netilus lefred and shar yemei hachad, you're going to be yotze. What is the Rambam Shita? A din d'rabanan in mitzvah b'aveir. So I alluded earlier, no? There seems to be a steer in the Rambam. Perchesef v'chuslulav and perakev yisurim yizbeach. You know what the Rambam writes? Your yotzei with the lulav ha'gozel on shar yimei achad. Yeah, but the Rambam has mitzvah b'aveir. How is that possible? Forget about lochem. Mitzvah b'aveir. You know what the answer is? The Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, that mitzvah only applies to daraisa. It doesn't apply to the tilas lulav of shar yemei achag, which is only derabanan. And therefore, you're yotzei. So you walk away from that Rambam, perachesef ochus lulav, that regarding a din derabanan, there's no psul of mitzvah b'aveira. There's no psul of mitzvah b'aveira. Take a look at that Rambam Perakev of Chasisuri HaMizbeach. A person goes ahead and offers a karban or a mincha or nisachim from that where there's an isser. There's an isser. This isser can be gezel. This isser can be tevel. This isser can be chadash. The Rambam writes, you're not yotzei. That's the Rambam, a mitzvah b'aveira. And the Rambam gives the following example. You ready for this? You have cases of menachos or nisachim, which are ba min hameduma. Hameduma. The Rambam writes, no good, no good. You know what meduma is? Meduma is a taruvos of truma in chulin. Truma in chulin. But you know what? Midaraisa, it's batel. It's batel. Midrabanan, we are very machmer. We're going to see very, very soon on the Sugya Masechta Sveitza. The chumras derabanan of cases where there's no bittul. And one of the cases the Gemara is going to discuss is truma. We're very machmer when it comes to truma, that the sheer bittul is echad b'meya. Echad b'meya. Not the normal sheer bittul at all, as a din derabanan. So the Rambam writes the following. You have Truman Chulin that are Marav Mezebazeh. In Midaraisa, there is a Shir Bittul, but not Midrabanan. You know what the Rambam writes? Don't you dare use that for Nisachim, Menachos. Because what do you mean? That's not something where there's a Heter Achila. A Kohen can eat it, that's true. But no one else. So if there is no Heter Achila, what do you mean? That would be comparable to offering that which is Nesar. There's Nisra Achila. You know what's difficult with that? That's only Nisra Drabanan. Okay, so Mitzvah Baba applies to Nisra Drabanan. No, the Rambam writes in Perches of Hilchos Lulav that you're Yotzi with the Lulav HaGozel and Shari Me'achad. So if indeed, Tosus Shita, regarding an Isra Drabanan, there's no Mitzvah Baba Avera. And what is the Rambam Shita? Yes, Lulav Shari Me'achad, but not when it comes to how do you resolve that difficulty? Does mitzvah b'aver extend even to that which is a consideration, Rabbanan? So I'll tell you a chiddush that Rav Zsolti suggests. He writes the following. Maybe this should depend on that chakira. You know, if you're telling me that it is a psul, that's what the Rambam writes, the kach m'shnipsulu. So perhaps one could suggest the following, that even if the psul is only a din derabanan, but nonetheless, derabanan, it's a psul, it's nifsal, kachim shenifsalu, and therefore cannot be brought. But if you're going to tell me it's based on a posuk of eila hamitzvos, it's an ikiyam hamitzvah, maybe one could distinguish. If indeed you're dealing with a din daraisa, that's an ikiyam hamitzvah. Perhaps one could argue, not necessarily true when it comes to a din derabanan. Well, if it's a psul, maybe that applies even to that which is derabanan. In ikiyam mitzvah, eila mitzvos, maybe the gzeres hakosef of eila mitzvos is eila mitzvos, as daraisa and derabanan. And therefore, maybe one could distinguish as follows. If it's a mitzvah which is bola ratzos, where it's a psul, that will apply even to that which is Drabbanan as well. If it is a mitzvah which is not Balaratzos, it's just an ikiyam mitzvah, now I can raise the issue. Maybe that only applies to a din daraisa, not to a din Drabbanan. I admit that there's a difference. Now, in lulav of the mitzvah Drabbanan shoyami, and Yisrael Mizbeach, the psul is a psul Drabbanan, but maishna, well, why should that make a difference necessarily? Do we have to factor in the din and Drabbanan when it comes to this notion? So maybe that's the chiddush. If you're dealing with the psul, that psul would extend even to the din derabanan. In ikiyam a mitzvah, maybe one could distinguish midaraisa, yes, but midrabanan, no. Okay, so let's address Perakei Vilchus Yisurin Yisbeach Halachates, where the Rambam writes meduma. You're dealing with a psul, a mincha, nisachim, ba'in aratzos, kachim shenifsalu. So the Rambam writes, it does not matter whether you're dealing with daraisa, drabanan. That's it, you're done. Kachim shnifsalu. Oh, so that's very good. But if you're dealing with a mitzvah which is not balaratzos, where it's just a question of eila hamitzvos, maybe then I could indeed distinguish. I could distinguish. And therefore what? Perchesef elchus lulav. Maybe on Shar Yimei HaChag, there is no psul mitzvah above the aver. Oh, that's not right. Lulav is like, that is the mitzvah, which is balaratzos, no? A mishnah, no? Lulav hagazel. You know, maybe if the nafkamina was matzer sukkah, that was our earlier nafkamina, oh, we're good to go, you know? But how can you even suggest this, no? Lulav is balaratzos, mitzvah daf tes, mitzvah daf lamed aleph. So there's one more moving part, no? There's one more moving part. Netilas lu and esrog and shari yemei hachag is only a zeich el mikdash. It's not really the mitzvah of netilas lulav. It's a zeich el mikdash. A zeich el mikdash. Now I'll ask you like a heavy lamdus. Ooh. Lulav midaraisa, obviously, right? There's a mitzvah which is balaratzos. We don't have lulav daraisa bigvulin. But we do have a Zeich El HaMikdash. I'll ask you the following. What is the status of the Zeich El HaMikdash when it comes to lulav? Is that mamish kein daraisa? That this is considered to be a mitzvah which is bal ratzos? Or no, you're dealing with a Zeich El HaMikdash. A takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai is a Zeich El HaMikdash. How do you know a Zeich El HaMikdash has all the characteristics of the mitzvah in and of itself? We discussed this last year, no? After Pesach, Sfiras Omer, no? Amemar, Menachos Samach Vav, Sfiras Omer is a Zeich El HaMikdash, Bizman Hazeh. So who says that you have to do everything Bizman Hazeh that you did Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, and therefore, Amemar, Maniyame, Lo Manashavue, Kasavar Zeich El HaMikdash? Wow. A rush, Yud Chafei and Psachim, Shagasari Yisim and Kuv. Is it so obvious that Maror Bizman Hazeh Rabbanan requires all the Dini Achil like Matzah? We don't have Maror Daraisa. It's the Din Rabbanan. And what exactly is the Din in the Rush? If it's a Mitzvah Sachila Rabbanan, okay, yes. But if it's just a Zeichel HaMikdash, maybe no. Or that Shagas Aryeh. Korech. Zeich El HaMikdash Gehillel. Is it so obvious that Korech requires all the Dini Achilo? Is it so obvious that Korech requires a Kazayas? That's a fascinating deal. Is Korech a mitzvah sachila of Matzah Mer B'Yachad? Or is it a Zeich El HaMikdash? And is a Zeich El HaMikdash maybe it doesn't require, it doesn't have the same identity as the mitzvah Bishnei Musa. Rav Zsolti suggests that's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. The psul of mitzvah b'aveira is only when it comes to mitzvahs of bal ratzos. And what's an example of mitzvah bal ratzos? Karban, lulav daraisa, shofar in principle, yes, but, oh no, in bakol din gezel, but in principle, yes, shofar is bal ratzos, ritva sukkah daf lamed aleph. Matzah is not. Sukkah is not. What about lulav shari yemei hachag? Oh, maybe that's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. Lulav and shari yemei hachag is not called mitzvahs bal ratzos. And if that really is true, that means that regarding the din d'rabbanan, there's no psul, the mitzvah b'aveira. And the Rambam writes, you fulfill the zeich l'mikdash by taking even a stolen lulav and shari yemei hachag. But a korban, which is balaratzos, even the considerations drabanan, or rendered as kodshim shenifsalu, and therefore even with meduma, one is not going to be yotze the chiyuv of menachos or the chiyuv of nisachim. Right? One could go on in terms of the two different dinim when it comes to a mitzvah ba be'avera. Sometimes a psul, sometimes nikiyum a mitzvah. Maybe it depends on the nature of the avera, and maybe it depends on the nature, the essence of the mitzvah, even of itself, on a level of daraisa, and on a level of derabanan. It's such an important yisod, you know, that as the Rambam writes in Yisurei HaMizbeach, as Rashi touches on, you know, that Avodas Hashem requires, you know, that it has to be pristine. It has to be free of. Even if, you know, when it's violating the Aveira, but much more, sometimes that will uproot, be monea the Kiyama Mitzvah. And sometimes it's Rashi in the Rambam. It means that it's a separate issa. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. Especially when it comes to a mitzvah to Zbalaratzas. And when it comes to the Tkiya Shofar. When it comes to Netilas Lulav. Realize these are opportunities. Opportunities of Laratz Nifnei Hashem. Maybe the same can be suggested when it comes to Sukkah. Maybe the same possible when it comes to Matzah. It's not just a mitzvah sachila, mitzvah sishiva, but opportunities, no? To bask, tachas kanfei hashchina. Maybe there's an element even in Sukkah of that which is l'ratz lifnei Hashem. You know the comment of the Gaon, no? That Sukkah keneged anane hakavod does not mean when the anane hakavod first appeared. But you know what? Knesset Yisrael is guilty of the grievous cheta egel. And the Nani HaKavod vanished and all of a sudden reappeared in the time of Sukkot. And that was the signal of Kapara in Mechila. Maybe there's an element of Aritzai. In the Siddur HaGrat writes a beautiful biur. Atava chartana mikol ha'amim, ahavta osano, ratzi sevano. What exactly are those three phrases? Atavar Chatana, Ahavta, Ratzisa. Take a look in the Siddur HaGra. Now, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Atavar Chatana, Ama Nivchar, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ahavta Asano is Mamar HaSinai, the Chitun Chukei Choreb. And what is Sukkos? The Gaon V'Ratzisa. The ritzi of Agon Lashitase, no? The return of the Nani Yaakovah. The return of the Nani Yaakovah. Shlomo Zalman had just a beautiful just depiction. It's like incredible. Midavne ne'ila yachbi'enu tzel yoda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us literally with the shade of Kaviyachal, the Yad Hashem. So, when is that fulfilled? When are we able to be zoche to Yachbi'enu b'tzal yada? Yachbi'enu b'tzal yada. You know, Shlomo Zalman writes, isn't that yeshiva b'sukkah? Yachbi'enu b'tzal yada. Al shem tzel, kriya sukkah. Sukkah davtes, chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. You have your mechitza, which is relatively short, 10 tefachim tall, but ugorasik. No? It's ola adarakia. And as Tosfos points out, we're going to have to do this at length and length, Maseches Beitza, right? The aflamet. That sukkah is not just hooked to the mitzvah, but chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Chal shem shemayim. Yachbim et sayodo. And Shlomo Zalman gave, like, it's an incredible depiction. You know, imagine a person sticks out a single hand and you want to embrace someone. How would you do that? You know? Embracing someone with a yad. You know, if the answer is that you reach out and you embrace, you know what Shlomo Zalman suggested? That's exactly the Shir Sukkah Daraisa. No? One dofen, second dofen, and Shlishish, which is a tefach. No? Ooh. Shlomo Zalman was a master halacha and a master in Jewish. Not like, that's Yachbeinu v'tzel yodo. That's what the sukkah is supposed to represent. V'ratzisa b'na. Chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Maybe not so hard to argue that a sukkah indeed is a mitzvah which could very well be balaratzos. Maybe similar in a certain sense to lulav. Similar to an act of hakrava sakarva. Something which is stunning, something to think about. You know, when you try to chazer mesechtes and you try to do the best that you can to really be kona and master mesechta, the Gaon once told his talmidim that he suggests that every talmid should take a mesechta and learn it time and time and time and time again. That you know that it really becomes part of you. You know, you never know in life where you know you're going to be stuck in traffic. You're not going to necessarily have a Gemara in front of you, but you know what? You know a Masechta, so you can just chazen. You may end up being in a class. It's not so becoming to take out the sefer in the middle of the class. You don't have to take out the sefer in the middle of the class. Start chazer. I remember I went to the rally last year. Someone came over to me and said, "What's the Rosh Hashanah thinking about it this time?" I said, "Beit Zedav Ches." And that's what I was thinking about at that time. Wasn't the speeches, the ambience, the thing? What sugya can you chazer well when you have a lot of sometimes unfortunate downtime? So the Gaon told his Talmidim that, you know what, that have a Masechta, that you really know well, you can constantly chazer. So one Talmud went up to the Gaon and said he took his advice, and he did that, and he mastered Masechta Sukkah. I wouldn't suggest people should say that, and don't say it to the Gaon. You can say it to your mother-in-law. I don't say it to the Gaon that you mastered a Masechta. Careful. So the Gaon started asking him all these questions on Masechta. Reb Chaim Kanievsky's types of questions. How many times is Abayin? How many times is Rav? And how many times? And obviously, the Talmud didn't know. But the Gaon just made a comment that when you go through Masechta Sukkah and Yerushalmi, you're going to find that there are 85 examples of a sukkah psula and 91 examples of a sukkah kshera. And of course, that's because that the word sukkah is spelled differently in Chumash, sometimes malay, sometimes chaser. And the gematria chaser is 85 and malay is 91. And that's exactly what you're going to find in Bavni Yerushalmi in Masechta Sukkah. No? It's like, whoa, you can't help but be unbelievably inspired by such a kinyan, an Masechta. So that's what you have to try to do. Everybody based on their own kochos and nefesh. These are examples of Francis Abana, to be able to learn and to chazer, and even as the Zman comes to an end. And Baruch Hashem, a Zman of Hasmada, and a Zman of Hatzlacha, but during the Ben Hazmanim, make sure you chazer all the sugyas very, very well, that it becomes part of you. You may end up in a boring class next semester, And you know what? You're going to be able just to chazer those shiurim time and time and time again. I would say it's karov davade that's going to happen. So you're tooled, you're empowered. You can take advantage of these opportunities of l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. And that should be the mindset that we all have during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, on the threshold of Yom HaKippurim, as the Zman comes to an end, and Ezras Hashem, to mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be more racham eshamayim, that Klal Yisrael should be zoche to Yeshua's v'nechamos.